Billions of gallons of water are going unused in California because of fears about a chemical called perchlorate. Studies show that small amounts of perchlorate don't cause any health problems, but California is encouraging cities to shut down wells rather than serve water with more than a trace of that chemical, and that's causing problems in a state where water is scarce. In the second of two stories about perchlorate, NPR's John Hamilton reports on one city's struggle to keep its water pure.
Rialto isn't one of those glitzy California towns. People move here because it's affordable and only about 50 miles from Los Angeles. That puts it practically in the Mojave Desert. But one thing this working-class suburb had going for it was water. It flows hundreds of feet below ground, and for decades, deep wells provided a seemingly endless supply. Then, a couple of years ago, things changed. Bradley Baxter remembers he'd just taken charge of the city's Department of Public Works when he found himself on TV.
The city of Rialto is in a serious water crisis, and we're asking you to do your part to help save water. By adopting a few new habits, you can help us through this difficult time.
Rialto's water had begun testing positive for perchlorate. The news was alarming to many residents who knew perchlorate was used to make rocket fuel and explosives. Baxter says the other thing that scared people was how fast perchlorate was spreading through the water supply.
We had had one well test positive, and within a month of my arrival, we had our second well. And then it was like an epidemic. Every time we would test the wells, there would be another one with a hot hit.
That didn't mean the water would have made anyone sick. Perchlorate has been used as a prescription drug for decades. It can affect the thyroid gland, but only at levels hundreds or thousands of times higher than those in the contaminated wells. Even so, California is among the states that treat perchlorate with great caution. So Rialto decided to shut down every contaminated well, even those with perchlorate levels considered safe by most scientists. Within a few months, the city had lost the use of 40% of its water supply. The first impact was on water rates. They jumped 61%. That's been a big problem for the town's largest water customer, the local school district. Edna Herring is the superintendent. She says that next year's water will cost an extra $100,000.
That's a teacher and a half. You know, you're talking about 180 kids that could be taught at the high school. You're talking about two first-year teachers at the elementary level. We just couldn't afford that. I mean, we can't afford that.
Herring's greatest fear, though, is that a water shortage will keep people and businesses from moving to Rialto. That could be disastrous for a city that has staked its future on rapid growth. From a hill just north of town, you get an aerial view of Rialto and its perchlorate problem. The hill is man-made. It's the highest point on a county landfill site that includes a concrete and gravel operation. Somewhere beneath this land is where scientists believe perchlorate first got into the city's water supply. Bill Hunt, a geologist who consults for Rialto, says the contamination can be traced to the land's various occupants. He says all of them made use of the dozens of concrete bunkers dug into the landscape.
They were originally occupied by the military during World War II to store munitions. After the war ended, the site was then occupied by defense contractors. And then fireworks manufacturers went in after that.
All of the occupants handled large quantities of perchlorate and presumably left some behind. Hunt says the chemical probably just sat in the ground until a private company began using the site to wash gravel.
When they're done, they have a wastewater stream that leached through the residual perchlorate left behind by former users and carried it down into the groundwater. And then from there became a hot spot and then spread with the natural groundwater flow southeasterly from here.
Hunt says the perchlorate has traveled about 7 miles so far. That's brought a lot of attention to Rialto, but not the sort that encourages growth. Before the water crisis, Rialto had grown from about 34,000 residents in the 1970s to nearly 100,000 today. Edna Herring says that growth is what's brought a small measure of prosperity to the city.
To me now, it is almost glamorous. It's what the people who live here deserve. Nice places like a Starbucks to go to, the 210 freeway to come through here and provide employment. Though that's my vision for this community to grow.
Just about everyone talks about the 210 freeway, even though it's still just a 100-foot-wide trench through the north side of town. When it's done, the freeway's 8 lanes will carry more than 160,000 cars a day, right through Rialto. Bradley Baxter says it's hard to describe just how important that project is to the local economy.
For cities who are adjacent to freeways and major transportation corridors, it is the lifeblood of economic development because you see businesses and auto malls and hotels and goods and services our residents want. So it truly is the economic machine for Southern California and for the city of Rialto.
Unfortunately, freeway construction requires a huge amount of water. Down at the 210 construction site, it's easy to see why. In arid climates like this one, these bulldozers and scrapers would churn up enough dust to violate the state's air quality standards. So every few minutes, a water truck comes by to spray the dirt. Each year of construction requires about 175 million gallons of water. No water, no freeway. So far, Rialto has found ways to come up with the water, including conservation efforts and buying water from neighboring communities. But Susan Traeger, a lawyer for the city, says those aren't long-term solutions.
You've got to get treatment on wells, you have to stop the source of the pollution, and you have to have a plan to comprehensively address the cleanup of the entire basin in order to have a future here.
Those measures are expected to cost hundreds of millions of dollars, money the city government doesn't have. So Rialto is suing parties that may be responsible for dumping perchlorate, including munitions makers and the Department of Defense. Traeger says even paying for the suit has been a challenge.
There's not the kind of money here that could fund lavish and incredibly aggressive litigation. The city council found it necessary to adopt a rate increase to fund it. And it was with regret, I think, that they did it. But they were left with very little alternative.
One company has contributed several million dollars to begin cleaning up the perchlorate. Some others are discussing a voluntary plan to treat the contaminated water. How much they provide, though, may depend on whether the Federal Environmental Protection Agency agrees with California that very low levels of perchlorate are dangerous. That's not a foregone conclusion. In the meantime, Rialto's perchlorate spill is heading for the Santa Ana River, a source of drinking water for about 2 million Californians. John Hamilton, NPR News.